Welcome to Lunch Hour Legal Marketing, teaching you how to promote, market, and make fat stacks for your legal practice. Here on Legal Talk Network.
Welcome to Lunch Hour Legal Marketing. Hey, it's Guy. We have a bonus episode from ABA Tech Show in Chicago. I had a chance to sit down with Kim Bennett and Blaine Cordy of Fadu Legal. Super excited about what Kim and Blaine are up to. They recently announced integration with LawPay and are really some pioneers and leaders in the space of subscription-based law firms. Hope you enjoy the interview. Kim, I know for years you've been dragging lawyers into the future, trying to blow up the billable hour. When I talk to lawyers about that, they love the idea, right? They're like, I hate the billable hour. Doesn't scale. I'm stuck. I've got to bill time. And now this AI thing's coming around and I'm automating all this stuff. And now I'm struggling to find hours to bill. How do you have that conversation with a lawyer who's like into it, but how do they even get started with like thinking about how to make that change? How do they decouple from the billable hour?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, if they already started it and they've started automating, the thing that takes you from where you are today to a recurring revenue business is truly saying to yourself, what value are you bringing to your clients, right? And I think if you've designed, created process systems, created products that focus on the journey of the client that you're talking to on the marketing side, right, that you're bringing them then in once they say yes from marketing and sales, yes to becoming a client, then you can start switching and saying, hey, it's not about me chaining time for money. It's about helping them reach some type of outcome, some end result. I think when we think about stories like a family lawyer or a estate planning lawyer, a lot of lawyers are like, I'm helping them get a divorce. That's nice. No, that's a point in time, right? What are you actually helping them do? You're helping them get to a place post-divorce where maybe they have a happy co-parenting relationship. Maybe they're financially stable to be able to move forward and start a new life. You know, maybe in estate planning, you're not simply helping them get a will or trust. You're really helping that family create a plan of action so that when that person that created that estate or plan, you know, isn't here, that their family will be well taken care of. They'll know how to navigate finances and not feel overwhelmed and stressed in that moment. And so I think when you're starting to say, I'm really trying to process out what I do, then you have to say, okay, it's not about me trading time for money anymore. It's about what does that client want long term? What's their journey? And then start designing towards that, which is bigger than I think a lot of what firms do today. We're still very reactive, and ditching the billable hour, moving to recurring revenue models with subscriptions allows you to focus on value, on outcomes. And I think that's how I would start doing. I would stop thinking about that one transaction and start thinking about that journey, which is what you do in marketing, right? That's how we got them in the funnel. And then how do you move them into becoming a client? You have to continue that conversation.
No, absolutely. And I think from a, you know, the marketing people will talk about like positioning and standing out. I mean, to me, this is like the thing to help you stand out, because now we talk about this all the time. People come to us at various stages of the process. A lot of people, they don't even realize they're even thinking lawyer yet, right? Maybe they're doing research, and lawyers come to the table with like, we're going to sell you a divorce. And it's like, well, maybe that's, I'm not even quite there yet, but I want some guidance. I want to know some options. And so I think, you know, that's a big part. I know you talk about this too, but it's like this unbundling of these services and maybe making that switch. And, you know, for me, it's like a natural thing. Like, it seems to me like there's still very few lawyers that have made this jump. But that's a huge competitive opportunity, because if you're in a market where like everybody's selling this one thing, the best way to stand out is to sell something completely different.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, I would say the number that we reference a lot is from Clio Trends Report, and that's from 2020. So the number then was about 8% of law firms that offered some form of a subscription. And we're talking 2020.
Yeah,
we're
that's better than I would have guessed.
Yeah, right? And that's like kind of like just as pandemic is hitting, right? Like everyone having to rethink how you're talking about. And we're not even talking AI even coming into the conversation. But if you use just that number, you're talking just under 100,000 firms offering some type of subscription. And that is only increased. And you have so many powers, right, that are impacting this. And so there are firms today that are doing it in some form or fashion, maybe not a fully complete subscription law firm. And I think that's okay, because it is a journey. You know, you don't have to go from one to the other, but it's really recognizing that the billable hour is outdated. And now how do you present yourself to the market? One of our customers, he says all the time, it's like he didn't have a subscription before. The subscription allowed for him to be a thought leader, allowed him to get more speaking engagements. It put him in front of his ideal customer, his ideal client, that then led to more business and a whole revenue stream that didn't exist before. And so that's the shift. It's like, okay, I don't have to go from zero to 100, but what small shifts can I do to bring this as a revenue stream? And then when you look at the numbers and you start actually putting data behind how subscriptions and recurring revenue work, you'll see that it just makes sense, just pure economic sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think you brought up a great point about positioning. And a great subscription has a tight ICP focus.
Tell the listeners what ICP is.
Ideal client profile.
Yes.
So who exactly is the customer, ideal customer for this subscription? Then the tighter you get that, the easier it is to market, the easier it is to message. You're positioning it for that one person in particular. That really, a lot of doors unlock when you do that. And we see that same success kind of map over to the subscription side.
Nice. So this is one of those it depends questions, but we've got some experts here, so I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. I'm not looking for like a final solution, but you might feel passionately about it. Pricing of subscriptions on the website, in your ad creative, in your messaging, how do you think about how to start having the conversation about how to communicate pricing to the marketplace?
Yeah, so I do have kind of thoughts on that, and I think there are, I'm going to say two broad buckets. There's kind of a middle gray bucket, but there's either a subscription that's like kind of a low cost that's meant to bring people in the door, and then you're going to have some upsells behind that, right? And then you have the other side where it's a higher cost, let's say a four figure beyond. So under four figures, let's call it that lower cost, above four figures or higher cost, where you might start including more things. So the higher four figures you get or beyond, you're going to include some more things in that. But I think you can start saying, who is the client I'm serving? And like, where do their resources stand? One of the things is someone, so, you know, like I practiced law for, I don't know, now almost 17 years. And then I ran this model for almost 15 years. And the thing that I found was like getting the data on your ICP, your ideal client. And for business clients, for me, what's the percentage of revenue that that client would spend on this thing, legal? Okay, how do I position what I do to say, well, here's the spend and here maybe I might want to go beyond that and why? And then present it. So I think if we use data, then you could start saying, okay, where's my client's resources at? I think to detach them makes no sense. So understand where your client's resources are. And then you start saying, okay, am I going to have a subscription that's going to be on a lower cost end? You could still generate a ton of money that might be under 1,000 or a higher cost, four figures and beyond. But I think that's how I would think about it. And then also, I'm a big fan of putting it out, you know. Mm-hmm. No one likes to not know. I don't know. I hate to go to a website and search for your price, right? So the same thing happens with your clients. And that's why they think legal sometimes is so unattainable. And so if you can start bringing that transparency and at least say, hey, maybe this isn't the right fit now, and here's why, you could still, you know, serve them in other ways on your marketing funnel until they're ready. So
that's great. A lot of good insight there. The other thing that we hear a lot about is like, okay, so I want to do the subscription thing. Starting to get a sense of some of these concepts. You know, maybe I'm going to offer, whether it's a loss leader, I'm going to have different subscription level packages. How do you communicate the expectation set so that, you know, you're at the right subscription level for the need? Because I sense that a lot of lawyers are like, this sounds great, but what prevents my client from like trying to access me 24 hours a day? And now my subscription, I'm spending more time delivering the service than what I would if I had done under a billable hour model.
Yeah, I think the biggest shift that moving to a new business model gives you is the permission to reframe how you're delivering those services. And what does that look like? So one of the things that I always recommend gets included in a subscription is unlimited 15-minute phone calls, which is, you know, kind of a shocker sometimes to look at and think about, well, somebody's just going to fill up my whole calendar. But if you put the boundaries in place that it needs to be booked through a Calendly link so that, you know, you're only giving the space for a certain time on your calendar, and you put some boundaries around it and you say, this is a great way for us to keep in touch. And again, you put the boundaries around it. This has to be used in this certain way. And then you're starting to flip the expectations, and now your client can come to you sooner with needs. Maybe that turns into an upsell opportunity. But by really taking that kind of shifted approach to how you're designing that package opens all of these doors. And it's really about just kind of taking that step back, thinking about the client journey, thinking about how you can best help them and what that new offering can look like.
Love it. Another question for you. Again, I'm just thinking about a listener who's like, this is making a lot of sense to me. I hate the billable hour. I want to make this switch. And then also, for the lawyers that are already on subscription, what are some of the recommendations you're making from a marketing standpoint? Like, you know, is this a content marketing? You get it out there, short form video content. What are some of the things you've seen work for subscription lawyers, if it's any different than maybe a billable lawyer?
Yeah. So if you want to do one thing right now and you're thinking about it, just start pitching people. You don't even need the subscription. Talk about it to your potential clients who you think might be great for it and see what they say. Get their feedback, right? You don't have to go from zero to 100. But if you start talking about it, you'll start hearing people say, oh, well, this is what I would want. This is what I wouldn't want, right? And so inside of the platform, we have a framework for customers to use to start packaging that subscription and processing out what that would look like. And then you iterate from there, right? And I would say, even with loss leaders, back to what we were saying before, I don't think a subscription should be a loss leader. Not a service-based one. If you are product-based, different, right? But if you're putting your energy into it, no, make it profitable from day one. Is it sustainable? Maybe not. Maybe you can't get to sustainability yet because you need so many people on your subscription. But every subscription should build on profitability at the beginning. So that. And then I would say, in terms of marketing, what do I see? One, yeah, this is a part of a business model, right? What we're doing is bringing modernization and nuance and learning from other industries to bring subscriptions to legal, but that doesn't take away some of the foundational pieces of marketing that exist that play well in subscriptions. I think the positioning part you were talking about earlier, yeah, put that out there. Use video marketing. Short form videos, I think, are great. I also think because we're an industry that believe that billable hour is the only way, you need to educate them, no, that's not the only way. And let me show you how and talk to it. So I think blog content, you know, because there's still so few of us, jump on SEO because you're going to be able to rank much better. But I think using traditional marketing methodologies to bring people down is important. And I think the thing that makes it different with traditional law is that a subscription talks about really, really focuses on an ideal client. And you do that at the subscription design, which means your marketing is a lot better.
Love it. Thanks again so much to Kim and Blaine for taking time to sit down with me. You can check out Fidu at fidulegal.com. They offer a demo every Wednesday if you're interested in checking them out. You can also send them a message at hello@fidulegal.com. Thank you all for tuning in to this bonus episode of Lunch Hour Legal Marketing. As always, Conrad and I would love to hear from you. If you have feedback, willing to leave a review, or chat with us on all the socials. Until next time, Lunch Hour Legal Marketing, we're out of here.
Thank you for listening to Lunch Hour Legal Marketing. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, please visit LegalTalkNetwork.com. Subscribe via Apple Podcasts and RSS. Follow Legal Talk Network on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram.